The newly revised death toll follows a visit by a group of UN agency officials on Sunday to the remote area where the attacks occurred. UNHCR spokesman Ron Redman says the group describes what they saw as apocalyptic.
Hundreds upon hundreds of homes had been burned to the ground. A small fire was still burning Sunday in one section of Tiaro. There was an overwhelming stench from the rotting carcasses of animals that had been hit by stray bullets, consumed by fire, or which had died of thirst. There were famished and frightened dogs all around. There were many indications that people had little or no time to flee.
Redman says people left their belongings, food, and animals behind in their haste to leave. He says some people collapsed along the route and were brought to Gozamir Health Center for treatment. He says many people died where they fell. Both Sudan and Chad have blamed each other for a series of cross-border raids. The UNHCR spokesman says the High Commissioner has been warning of the spread of unrest during the past 2 years from Darfur to neighboring countries.
We have seen a dangerous escalation for a long time, not only in Darfur, but in Chad and the Central African Republic. And that situation is continuing. I mean, that's evidenced by the tragedy that we just saw in these two villages over the past week.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 9,000 Chadians, mainly women and children from 31 villages, are at a new camp for internally displaced people. They join another 9,000 who had fled earlier raids in the region. The UNHCR assists more than 220,000 refugees who have fled the conflict in Darfur and around 120,000 internally displaced Chadians. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.